Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Good to be with you today. It is Election Day 2018. That is the midterm elections. Trust everybody has already been out there voting. If not, you're probably going to do it today. For those of you who choose not to, I know that you're praying big time for some results. I had a dream last night I'm going to share with you in just a little bit because I'm not much of a dreamer, but it was very interesting. It will need your commentary and discernment. Also, in just a few moments, our dear friend Ron Perry is going to be joining me on the air from Colorado, and he has some insights about some amazing things. Ron is one of the most interesting brothers, unique in his own right, been in the ministry for such a long time, and is a seeker of truth and has been pulling back the veil on what is called quote-unquote conspiracy theories for a long time, and has proven that that's not exactly what's going on with these theories, that there's a lot of truth behind them. And we're going to hear some very, very interesting information today. So I'm looking forward to our time together at 10 o'clock in just about 58 minutes. Patricia Joy Xavier will be joining us on the air, and she will continue with her broadcast deliverance roundtable discussion right here on the Omega Radio Network. Again, I'm Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. You're listening to The Watchman on the Omega Radio Network, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I just, because I feel, let me just be extremely honest with you right now, I sense today that a spirit of witchcraft has gone all over the world, and particularly from around the world into this country. And I believe that the rebellion is so deep that the rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And so there's a spirit that has been released, an energy. And I want to encourage the saints of God at this time. This is how we've been talking about being in a battle and the battle that we are all facing. And you need to know how to fight your battles, right? Everybody needs to know how to fight their battles. And so I have a song here that I actually want to share with you about fighting the battles. And I'm going to just go ahead and let it rip, and then when we get back, Ron Perry will be ready to go, and we'll continue on, share some thoughts and dreams. Maybe you've had some dreams in the last 24 hours you'd like to share as well. So without further ado, here is how we fight our battles.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. What we're doing tonight. This is how I fight my battles. It's when you think you're lost. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 Oh.
Come on, Saints, get in the fight. This is how I fight. Come on, get in the fight this morning. Come on, get into that spiritual battle mode right now by worship and praise. Come on. This is a big day in the economy of heaven.
This is how we're going to fight our battles.
Come on, let your voice be heard in the heavens today. Let your worship and your praise go forth today. Magnify the Lord of glory. For there's no other God but Him. There's no other God greater than Him. We win the battle, regardless of the fight, regardless of the heavy warfare. This is how we fight our battles. Come on, saints. Come on, get into the battle today. There's a raging battle that is being fought in the heavenly realms. You know it. I know it. We all know it. It's a spiritual battle. The lines are being divided more than ever before. There's a side. It's like in the days of Elijah. What side are you going to take? What side are you going to be on? We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We will never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we will not view world events through the lens of the world. We're going to view world events through the biblical lens. We're going to have a sharp discernment, a keen awareness And we are going to remain an awakened people who are waiting for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are desiring for the Lord to come in our lifetime. We have evidence that everything going on in this world is a sure sign of his coming. And so we're making ourselves ready today, the sixth day of November 2018, here in the United States of America. The midterm elections are gone forth. And every little bit, listen to me, there's not one vote that is not going to count, and there's not one minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ that has insignificance. Every single individual that voices the good news of the gospel is significant in the times that we are living in, and we are living in amazing times. We win the battle. I'm excited about that. And now what I want to do is go to our telephone lines and find out exactly where this is happening. Let's see. All right, the number to call, 818-369-0326. I'm looking for Ron Perry. Not sure where he is. Not sure where Ron Perry is, but he's going to be calling in from Colorado, I'm pretty sure, in just a moment here. I'll give him a text while we're waiting. And praise God. Ready to go. Let me ask him if he's ready to go. And how are you all doing today? Everybody excited about this moment? Anybody excited about this moment? Are you out there? I'm looking at Blog Talk right now. There seems to be somewhat of a glitch, and I want to make sure that that's not what's hindering or holding back Ron's calling in. So if you're out there on Blog Talk Radio Land listening to this broadcast, make sure you give us a little phone call. 818-369-0326 would be terrific. Just looks like we're not getting through today. Boy, wouldn't that be interesting. Anyways, I want to tell you a dream. I'm moving forward because I know we're broadcasting on the Omega Radio Network. I want to welcome all of our listeners there. I share a dream with you last night, and again, I said it at the beginning, I have a sense many of you have dreamed, many of you have perhaps had some insight about what's happening here in the, oh, I got Ron calling in here, let me find out what's happening real quick. Yes, sir, Ron, good morning.
Good to hear from you.
Let me give you a number to call in on so you could get on the radio broadcast, okay?
Okay, or do you want to just call me? It's easier.
Let's see. Let me see if I have your number right here. I don't have access to your number, Ron. Could you give me a call? Can you dial the 818 number, 369-0326? Do you have that number?
I'll write it down real quick. Okay, give it again real quick.
818-369-0326. Okay. 0326 369
369 okay
0326
0326 okay I guess where did I call?
You called myself. Okay. Yes, okay. All right, so I'll wait for your call. We're going live right now.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, so Ron is calling on the other number, and I've got a call with Patricia right here. Looks like she called in. Patricia, we're going through loud and clear on Blog Talk Radio.
You certainly are. I am excited about today. I got a call from my son, Craig, who literally said, Mom, I want to pray that the right situation take its course today and that, of course, Trump gets in. He says, and I want to stand and believe. And he is calling all around for people to be in agreement with him. And he's not the only one. There are phone calls going all over the nation asking others to pray with them about today. I think it's the most wonderful thing I've seen in all my life. It looks like the body of Christ coming together finally.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope that that's the case. And that's what we do. We pray, and then we stay in the joy of the Lord, and then we fight the good fight of faith, and that's what we really do. And so I'm just curious as to the calls that are coming in. Still waiting for Ron Perry to call, but thank you for that heads up. And we are going to pray corporately before we get off the air. And I'm just curious as to the timing out there right now. But Patricia, thank you for calling in to the broadcast. So Ron Perry, I hope I gave him the right number. Ron, if you're out there, 818-369-0326. Ron contacted me I think it was yesterday or the day before, with some QAnon information. And Ron has been following QAnon for a long time. I have known Ron at least for 15, almost 20 years. We did some radio together. He was a radio host in Las Vegas, Nevada, for a very long time. And I believe he's called in right now. So let me welcome him to the broadcast. Good morning, Ron Perry. How are you, sir?
Hey, good to hear from you, my friend.
There
Thank you,
you
for having me on.
Well, absolutely. Ron, you've been at this a long time. I mean, I met you when you were radio broadcasting in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you were playing tapes about the JFK announcement when he was saying about the conspiracies going on in our country. I'll never forget that. Met you and your father, had some conference time with you both. And after all these years, you're now following this QAnon. You have this unique ability to pull back the veil on what is known as conspiracy theories and to let light shine on them. And so, first of all, thanks for calling in. It's good to hear from you again. And why don't you just kind of say hello to our listening audience today? You're on Omega Radio, which is around the world. You're on Blog Talk Radio and different devices. So just say hello to everyone and tell us what's going on in your heart.
Well, I think for the people that have been following you, you know, there's portions like the last few times we've spoken that are aware about a lot of these things, but not in great detail. And I just happen to have been blessed with the amount of time. Like I say, yeah, I was thinking about how long we've known each other. Yeah, 2004, 3, 2, something like that. And so I had, you know, maybe I should just lay out kind of where we're at and how the Lord gave me the time on this to study these things, because I hadn't heard any of it in the church. And when I was listening to you on the station there also, when I would get off, I'd ride home and I had caught you and I had been praying about, Lord, I need to meet some ministers that want to know what's happening in the country. And you were one of the few that was speaking about, I think it was 9/11, and some, you know, you had heard some information and what you had gone through and I about all of these creepy things that are kind of happening to the country. And so we know from that time to this that there have been some really nasty things that have gone on, unprecedented in our history, and we see now in the newspapers now. But what had taken place with me, Vince, was about 4 months before I had heard you and met you and drove down to be with you on that New Year's Eve. That's where we had met. And I said, Sharon, we need to go because this brother is awake to what's happening, and I'd like to meet with him and share with him. And that's how we met. So for your audience, that kind of takes us back. But like you say, it's quite a ways. But the Lord had woken me up about 3 a.m. For almost a month and directed me to just some websites. And I had heard about a few of these, but I had never visited them. And I was just kind of a YouTube guy. And so the Lord said, I want to show you the history of you, of your life, meaning my birth time. And I knew what that meant later. And that was the killing of our president by occult satanic means. And then we kind of know, well, we don't know everything that took place with him, but we know some really shady things from that time till this and the statements that he made. And this goes back to, you know, all the way to Babylon. So it wasn't a political thing. So the Lord showed me some things on 9/11, showed me a lot of history of the people and the family that claim they're Christians. And then that's when I had called you for the first time. And as a matter of fact, on our very first radio show, I had brought up, Cisco Wheeler and Arizona Wilder. Those two names are their sisters. The one had changed her name. She was listening to the broadcast I did with you in like 2006, and that was over your internet show you had at the time. And I had mentioned something that took place with her sister in England and with the British family. And the sister was being interviewed by David Icke. Now, David Icke has a great history. He was a big soccer player in England. He's kind of studied a lot of the history of these occult societies and has done a great job, but he's really New World Order-ish kind. Well, not New World, New Age in his philosophy. And so the Lord started opening my eyes to some information. It wasn't necessarily in a church, but I have the Holy Spirit. I know to discern between the spirit of right and wrong. And when the Lord is showing you these things, it just really builds up to a huge, almost crescendo. And I tried to share some of those things with the church, and automatic knee-jerk reaction to anything conspiratorial. But the whole Bible is conspiratorial. We can't explain a talking serpent. And these people were saying that these families are reptilian. So I'm looking at all this information, and I'm seeing it through the eyes of the Spirit or the Scriptures. Thank God for the Spirit. That's the discerning of Spirit. You know, you can do that. And so it kind of crescendoed up till now, where we're at now with these, what are the caravans? This is all paid for, and it's just being done purposely because it backlashed on them, and God stopped their plan with Hillary and Obama. So that's just kind of a backup. So we can go from there. But as far as the Q, very, very, very intriguing still. I stopped following about 5 months back. I would read a clip. I had to wait to see, because the claim is that this is a military operation. And if it is, I sure hope it is. And it's kind of a fight in those deep state areas between the NSA and CIA. And this is where we're at. And they're all based on occult measures from the Pentagon up in the shape and all the symbolism. So that's where the Lord took me for literally now 14 years. And I can teach, of course, anything else in the Scriptures, but I didn't see a lot of ministries touching these areas. There is a handful. Stephen Quayle touches on the Nephilim. All of these things tie together. They keep the genetics. This is all about genes, and this is where it gets spiritual, all the way back to Babylon and let us make man in our image. Well, what does that mean? You know, you got multiples speaking there. It's not God speaking to Jesus. I know they say that's Trinity, but you got to study that Hebrew, and that's where this Kabbalah ties in. And these men are all involved, and that never been a time where we had to wipe out the whole top of your FBI, but you got to remember where it got started and got bad. Hoover, 55 years, think of it. He was in charge of one organization, and he's a Freemason. And it's not all a smear on Freemasonry. We've talked about that on our last show a year ago. Infiltrations, and unless you know to decipher between those, it's very, very difficult, and most people give up. But as a minister, we're supposed to know the truth. And I didn't find a lot of ministers that wanted to know truth. They wanted to just keep their little, you know, control. And I thank God for ministers like you that didn't stay in that box. You'll never go forward where God's trying to lead you today. So,
amen. Okay, terrific opening. It shows a little bit of what you've been doing for a long, long time. The other day you said that QAnon, I guess he disappeared, or that organization, whatever it is, disappeared for a period of time and just recently came
right
up again. And that's what you're commenting on. So what is the intel coming from QAnon at this time that you would believe that Christian men and women should know?
Yeah, okay. Well, see, this is the thing. They stopped. Their last post was on the 20th. And I actually had my father. My dad just got back from your area. He just couldn't make it. I wanted to get him over there. He just was in Tennessee and preaching. I got him back, and I showed him one. I've kind of kept my father up. It's interesting because all of us in the church, Vince, are at different levels in our interest, in our understanding, and we got to catch each other at the right time, and then you can build. You know what I mean, as being as a pastor. So on the 20th, I'm trying to keep my dad up to date with this, and he's just astounded by this information himself. But the last one they had left, and basically had said, you got to clean out the whole Mueller, DOJ, all of this garbage first. And that's why this had to be a military thing. This is, I'm kind of explaining for those that don't know. And so let me pull up here. For those that would they can look at it.
Yeah.
No, I'm
so
just
in other
pulling
words,
down.
Ron, if I were to speak into it, let me see if I'm even close to this, that the QAnon, this organization or individual, whoever this is saying that the FBI, the swamp, you know, all things concerning national security, people that are involved in the deep state that had controlling power, before the military could move, there needed to be a cleansing or an exposure to all of these things. And when it's fully exposed, then the military power will come in and begin the arrests of lots of people. Is that correct?
Right. So the last one that they had posted, and this will make perfect sense just to give people information. I like people to think for themselves, and they give you hit pieces, of course, with the fake news area that's owned by the very people that keep these people in power. So the last post that they had dropped on the 9th, and then I'll read you the one today. It's been on a roll for the last 4 days. And this one was simple. It's very now it's written in code. A lot of military men that have doing their own websites. There's a whole split in the country, and now this media is trying to address this QAnon thing and blame that shooter now. One of the pictures on his this is a deep state war, in other words, and you know what we're saying. We're in this. We've been saying this for 20 years. We've heard of this New World Order. They've just gotten exposed 2 years ago, and now this is what's taking place. So he's making a real clear statement on the 9th, and it said, how do you navigate around installed blockades? And then it shows Mueller's name, designed to take in evidence needed to expose the deep state. Mueller designed, he's designed to limit POTUS, or the President of the United States, ability to maneuver. Now, this was all in the election time. The reason they got very scared about this Kavanaugh was, if you look, and then what's interesting, Q posts an interview with Lindsey Graham, who all of us have looked at with her. He's just deep state, not necessarily, he's neocon. And now that he knows his buddy John McCain, who was a traitor, who was selling arms, and there's pictures of him with Al-Qaeda. These people got so loose in their criminality, working with the Saudis in that deep. That's why Trump removed those Saudis right off the bat, because that's where this child trafficking comes. This is where the satanic garbage comes. This is where the Vatican gets tied in. And sorry to say, but the Jewish cabal, Rothschild Zionism, is satanic, and most Orthodox Jews even know that. And you won't see any interviews from these people. So they laid it out and said, these people are designed to fund their party, GoFundMe parties. That people are raising money for that Comey when he got canned. They're raising money for this woman that now it was proven he didn't jump on that woman and rape. That thing fell apart. These people, that's why they're livid and rabid. They look like the walking dead. They have nowhere else to go. So Lisa Page is gone. Josh Campbell, David Loftman, he was the Chief Justice Department, Special Assistant to Comey, he's been fired. Assistant Director to the Public Affairs, he's been fired. National Security, Hillary Rodham Clinton, all those emails, fired or forced, who was running that is gone. Fired, forced, fired, McDonald. There's 15, and now he writes in the batter's box. These are some names you can look for. I haven't heard of these. Michael Steinbeck, John Glasslone, Randy Coleman, Tricia Anderson. And there's a New York. Then they will load article links. So you do your own investigating on all of this for the last 2 years. And now there's, let me see, this is now 25th. And then they give you a link, and they say, ask yourself a very simple question. Why is the fake news media continually expending resources to defame, debunk, and cast as a conspiracy for, as they say, a nobody who started on 4chan? Now, this is a Q post on the 2nd, so that's 4 days ago. I stopped on this one because he's going to give you a link of posts to the Newsweek magazines, to Daily Dot, to the BBC. He gives you Washington Post links all over the media that's owned by the people that we're talking about, Hollywood Life, Daily Beast. He gives you, I only read you 8. There's 50 links to articles about QAnon. So this is a very important topic. I cannot say 100% that this is real. But all I know by the Spirit and how I've been led into these things for 15 years, you better hope it is and better pray. And I've been doing the same. But all I see is when they post things about these people, they give you scripture verses. They say, pray. They say, we are in control, but the war has just begun. All these kind of terminologies of military, but scriptures. And that's who he was purging for 8 years. Well, of course, God's not done with this country yet. We've done so much good, but we have been duped, and the Christian church especially, as well as you know as I, Vince. They've never touched or exposed. But we need to be aware and wise. So he says, who started on 4chan? Why did the fake news media attempt to cast blame of recent events on the Q movement? What was it, an attempt to silence? And then they show 70 links, and it says, all for a LARP? Attack those who threaten you the most. Are we subject to the Hatch Act? Now, they were saying that this Hatch Act, they're already getting their story in line because the deeper state that knows about what's happening, they still have all this money in Soros, and this is international. This is Rothschild. They actually, in those early links about a year ago, they showed the triple, in the shape of a triangle, Soros on one side of the triangle, Saudis on the other. This is before he cleaned house, but they're still playing games with this Khashoggi thing that just took place recently, and that's why these neocons in the Repubs still want Trump to change the regime in Saudi. No, that's a whole fake thing on the news again. So we're still, like I said, this is a real war. The American people are getting all this info, and that's why they say pray. You are given the most largest amount of military intelligence in American history. And then they'll give you a verse of scripture, put on the whole armor of God. So as far as what I feel, I really believe that it is real, that it is true. But while, and so that's that their last drop was before just recently with the shooting. So when the shooting started, they started posting. And so that's where we're at now. And one of the posts shows Donald Trump, of course, is Trump racist? If your answer is yes, then you have been successfully brainwashed by the mainstream media. And then it says the truth will set you free. And it shows him, of course, with Jesse Jackson and all these black guys that loved him before he was president. See? So, you know, and go from questions from there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, let's do it. I just want to share this with our listening audience right now, what you're hearing right now. This is kind of the understanding that is in my heart. Number one, what Ron has been – Ron, I consider you someone, you know – that does the dirty job. You know, not everybody wants to go and clean out a septic tank. Not everybody wants to get into the nuts and bolts about what's going on in the septic tank. What most people want is they just want a clean septic tank. They're not interested how it gets done. We just want an end result. And another thing that's that I'm kind of sensing is that this is no doubt. All this information is the rabbit hole. You know, and not everybody wants to go down into the rabbit hole to see what's happening underground. Again, where most people are walking on the earth and we're very, very shallow. All we want is a good society. And I'm talking about the morally righteous. And yet we're not too concerned about how it gets there. And if it's not that way, we want somebody to fix it. But most people won't put their hand to the plow to do that. You know, unless it's personal. So you're talking about a very dirty job because it's, you know, ununderstandable. It could be, could not be, et cetera, et cetera. And at the same time, you know, we're living in a day where Jesus said before he comes, there'd be more deception than ever before, that the devil will deceive the whole world. And so, we're going to absolutely open the lines up for questions about this. I think I've had a clearer understanding myself because personally, I have not followed QAnon. I have not followed anything, anybody. We're so busy doing what we're doing that it's hard. I've did videos all the time, but let me just share this one thing, and maybe you could speak into it, Ron, first. I had a dream last night, and it was I dreamt all night last night, and I normally don't do that, but this one dream was so vivid and real. Do you remember Benjamin Baruch?
Yeah. Yeah, and his grandfather.
Right, he wrote The Day the Lord is at Hand. Yeah. And, Benjamin was kind of shadowy, but in this dream. And all I know is we were hiking up a hill. There was a lot of people. And I'm telling you, the largest wave I ever saw in my life, one was to the right, coming from my right to the left, and then a massive wave came from the left. And we were so high up in the mountain, and I was shocked that the water and the splash, the white foam, reached us. It sprayed, and I thought, oh, my God, this thing is huge. And so, you know, coming out of that dream and waking up this morning, I, again, turned on Fox News, and right there at that moment, the Democrats are hoping for a blue wave, you know, to overrun everything today.
Yeah.
And I thought about Daniel 7. Yeah, then I thought about Daniel 7. You know, the last days, there'd be a turmoilous sea of humanity. I thought that. Or did I dream of an actual tidal wave that will bring massive destruction on the east and the west? Because I saw it from my right and my left. Your thoughts about that?
Well, as soon as you started to describe it, waters are people, so that's a definite. And you climbing, that's both. That's spiritual. You know, that's absolutely the spiritual part. We are climbing. We're going up. And those waters, that's what this whole plan is. You think, when you look at the timing of all this stuff, and now you've got still these people who are, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at some of the pictures. They started off saying that this group, you know, 2,500, 3,000, that's 20,000, if not more, when you look at all these. And I have the time to do it. Like you said, you covered some stuff earlier. A lot of people don't have the time to do this. That's no problem. It's what do you do with the info? I like the name of your show, The Watchman. That's what exactly the Lord told me, you know, it's 2001 when I started seeing this. Well, I'm going to have you look and watch and show and see. So you're dead on with that. This is still not going to end anytime soon. This is a war, and now the Pentagon has refused to build these detaining things that the Trump administration asked them. So he's still surrounded with a lot of that leftover, and they're all Muslim. They're all tied to Muslim Brothers, which, again, Albert Pike wrote about, and we talked about that a year ago. The Third World War will be – yeah. Remember? Are we cutting in or out?
I just wanted to something. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Let me just – I just couldn't believe what I heard. You just you're referring to the president saying, if the caravan makes it up here, we're going to catch, but we're not going to release. We're going to put them into tents. And you're saying that military personnel from the Pentagon has denied him the request of having these containment centers and that they're connected to the Muslim Brotherhood?
Well, all of that, John Brennan, that former CIA guy, he converted to Muslim in the 80s. You never heard any of that under the Bush. And then he worked through on Obama for a while. So these all tie together, FBI, CIA, and Brennan is a real bad, bad, evil man. And so Pentagon declines Trump administration's request to build detention facilities. This is what I'm saying. This is going to get really nasty. Back to your wave thing. These people are at the end game. You're living Revelation 17 time, brother, because this all links back to love of money. And this system is done. I expected it to drop 3-4 years ago, you know, 7 years to the day of that last one. I was preparing for it. And just, you know, it's smart. You know, I got a lot of extra food. But you don't know anything at any time. The whole country can change on a dime, and it did with Trump. I expected Hillary to win. I've studied this deep enough, and the Lord said, no, when I want it to change, it changes. I didn't know when Dad got back on a trip just like this one that there were churches all across this country praying, God, save us. Most of our military from the beginning have been Christian, godly men who have been duped into wars for sacrifice for Satan. That's the plain way to say this. Now, their souls are in heaven, of course, but they didn't know this. And they got taken over since Kennedy to now. But yeah, Reuters is reporting that they're citing the U.S. officials that draft the request was part of the Mexico border mission. The supposed request was made at the same time when a migrant caravan of mostly Central American asylum seekers, words too they've been spinning on us, are heading to the U.S. in the hope of cross-country. The U.S. military has declined a draft request from the Trump administration to build migrant detention facilities. Well, you got problems right away. What are you going to do? You know that he's not going to have them shoot them. Now, he did say if they're going to throw rocks, we're going to do it. This is very dangerous times we're in. These people are up at the end. That's why Q is dropping things like we're up against principalities and powers. Take unto you the whole armor of God. They're giving us the time frame. All of this we've been looking and waiting for. We're in it, brother. So this is going to be a real mess. We're going to be in a real mess with these people. So the wave may just be going to have to let these people in, or this is the start of this Third World War, because they got to do – they're following a plan, brother. And they've stuck to it for 200 years, if not longer, with Rothschilds going back to the 1600s. And the man says, if my sons didn't want war in the earth, there would be no war. That's the satanic synagogue, if you would say. They purchased and got Israel back through the Balfour Declaration. People don't know their histories, hence it happens to you again. And we go through these cycles from bondage to spiritual faith, and then you get your courage, and then you get your liberty, and then you get your lawful freedom, so you start building. Then you get your blessings, but then the greed comes in, and the corruption, and the compromise. And these people have known that through all of the films and all of the catching these people on film and making them go through their secret society rites because they get dirt on you. It's open. And now I'm amazed, though, Vince. I'm sitting in here with my son, and we're watching some late-night YouTube with some young kids. Since this media and this Internet, they created it to encamp us. You're back to the Esther story and Mordecai. You know, and now it has turned on them. They never thought years ago that those words would be captured on a video somewhere and put on a documentary. No, this has turned on them. That's why this is the end game, and the whole Google and all this stuff, YouTube and Facebook, banning people for conservative. It's happening. You're in it, and people need to wake up to that as far as your audience and pray. If they don't understand this, they can serve spiritually, know and see for the last 20, 30, 40 years of this country, if not 100. Industrials have been in power, as Woodrow Wilson said. I have, you know, unwittingly signed my country over to a group of industrialists, and I believe we lost. And people forget our history and all this and free energy. It's interesting that Trump's uncle was working either with the FBI. Yeah, there's good guys in there. That's the point about all this. It has to be cleaned out from the top, and that's what we're seeing now. But at that time, Trump's uncle had all the papers from Tesla and knew Tesla on free energy. And then you put like prophecies. You know, you start mentioning prophetic voices in the land today. I don't. Do you know a whole lot of prophetic voices? All I know was before that fellow that the church in America accepted, King Clement. When he was saying things in 2004, Trump shall be a trumpet, steamroll through the White House. They'll try to put a witch. I listened to those prophecies. Those prophecies to me were pretty dead on. As far as him and the man, and that's where the church world gets into, I accept this person or that. You bumped into some of that years ago. Well, I think he hit that thing dead on, brother. So I don't know. And what he was saying was all this stuff. They will say impeach, impeach. I'm like, that was in 2004. I watched some Henry Gruber. Are you familiar with Henry Gruber, the walking prayer warrior for 50 years?
Yeah, I know Henry. Let me just interject a thought here because the last couple of minutes as you've been talking, you know, I don't get chills anymore. It takes something massive to give me any chills. And I just had some while I was sitting here while you were talking because I just had an epiphany about these waves in my dream last night, and I just said they would be from the east. One was from the left, one was from the right. Well, I believe what I'm seeing is a massive tidal wave coming from the left, politically speaking, and a massive tidal wave coming from the right, politically speaking. And I'm climbing up, I'm moving up out of that disaster zone because everybody caught in the middle is going to get swept away. They're going to be destroyed. And that tells me that civil war, revolutionary war, World War III that you just mentioned is probably more in line with what that dream was all about.
Oh,
but let's
you
get
know
back
what?
To Henry Gruber.
Since you said that, and I want to – okay, yeah, let's do the Gruber because – The thing, again, back with all that symbolism in our dollar bill and all this stuff that's just hidden, and yet slowly it has been opened in the last few years. And with this Internet, knowledge shall be increased, as he said. So we know we're here. But he had given a great – you could type it in on YouTube. People could listen to Henry Gruber, Federal Reserve, and he goes to Jekyll Island, where the bankers 13 with Rothschild and J.P. Morgan and everyone took over our money system in 1913. But the plan was, and they did this in 1910, they met up the island, and this is where they had created the Federal Reserve. And now we got, you know, every dollar you got in your pocket, as you know, is 6 cents purchasable, which they hijacked. And the only two presidents in the past that tried to stop them, of course, or Kennedy in forward, and then, of course, Lincoln behind. So Lincoln said, you know, my problem isn't the war in front of me, it's the bankers behind me. And we know that he was taken out. So he said that he was, you know, God took him to, got him over to that area on that Jekyll Island, and he was asked, well, where are you staying? And the woman said, it was a miracle even how that he got in there. And they say, well, your name is this. He said, I heard a voice. She says, and I wrote your name down. He goes into the room. You're in this presidential suite. They've redone this. And so, so she says, well, I'll let you stay. So he goes down for a walk. He sees the landscaper, and he says, hello, what are you doing? He tells him, well, I'm a minister, and I just came back from, he was digging up altars in the other side of the country, or with somebody, finding altars that were Canaanite-ish and sacrificing of babies. Well, he was looking at some artwork there in the lobby, Henry was, and when he meets the landlord, he said, well, would you like to see this room? There's some pictures in here of an altar. So what it was, long story short, they were sacrificing this, it was an altar, and they were sacrificing children, I believe was that, or something. And he said, well, who would want to have this on the wall? And he said, well, this was the Rockefeller's room. And he said, well, what in the world? He says, well, that altar is under your feet. And he says, that altar is under my feet. They had had dead, Rockefellers had built there. They wanted to be over that ground where sacrificing had taken place. And that picture, it was the same thing that you saw in Moloch's drawings in Israel, the Sumerians' drawings, the Mayan Indians, the giant realm, in other words. That's where the church gets scared learning or trying to teach anything about serpents or reptiles. This is real spirits, and a lot of these teachings are saying these are entities that are living in the Queen and George Bush and all these people that get together. Well, it sounds crazy as a loon, but when you and me are reading Old Testament verses and these Babylonian priests and sacrificing your children, he tells Israel not to sacrifice your children. Well, they do that. And these are those bloodlines that we're talking about. So these things are happening. They've been happening. People need to just kind of really be awake to the fact where we're at and really pray and have our senses really awakened. We've been under the crown for, you know, since 1871 in the act. We're a corporation. And everyone's after, what was it, 58 or 60, I believe, 58, I think it started in 50, all of our birth certificates are literally on the stock market. They've been taking over the world through our money, in other words. I believe that our dollar is the mark of the beast. And I say, when I say that to Christian people, they hear, oh, no, I haven't taken the mark, because they address it directly to you being already lost. Well, the scripture doesn't say that. It says that this beast, which is a government system, shall arise, and it shall cause all to receive. The only ones that get the problem or you know, cast out, or if you're lost, is those that worship the beast or his name or his image. Christians that truly love Christ do not do that. The love of money is the root. We have to use it, but this is how they've tore up the planet for the last 100 years. And so Gruber was over there, and he stomped. He said the Lord had him stomp on that. The guy left the room. He looked at that picture, and he said, and God, he heard the Lord tell him, stomp 3 times. And he's like, really? So he does this, 1, 2. And when he did the third, it's like the whole building shook, and he said, I'm now breaking this. Look, this is Gruber's story. The Lord tells him this, and he says, I'm now breaking the powers of this realm, of the, you know, the Federal Reserve and the money system. So that was about 8 years ago that I had heard the story. No, about 5 years ago. It probably happened about 8. So I've looked at all of these, the ministry part, the prophecies, the Clement, other ministers, and then I'm putting those pieces together with this Q and what I've learned since 2001 about 9/11 and the complete sacrifice for more power. And that's how these demons, the spiritual realm, gains their energy. That's where the principalities and powers comes in. And so that's what we, luckily, as Christians have. We don't have to be taken down and deceived. So,
amen.
It's an intriguing time.
Yeah, it is intriguing, and you need to write a book. There's no doubt about it, and put everything you've learned in a book. I don't think you're going to be satisfied till that happens. But while you were speaking again, and I do want to open the telephone lines up, and if people become involved in our conversation today, we'll continue on. Patricia has already yielded her 30 minutes at 10 o'clock. If we want to go forward, we'll leave that to the listeners today. But I'm getting this image of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, and they're going through the Red Sea, and the wall of water on the left is held. The wall of water on the right is held. God creates a path for his people to go through to get to the other side. And I really believe with, you know, part of this dream last night, getting climbing higher or going through to the other side, that this is a very critical moment for believers all over the world, because this is how some will be preserved from that great tribulation, the greatest tribulation to ever hit the face of the earth, while the rest will go into the great tribulation, and there they're going to have their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb. So we may be talking right now with all the information you're sharing and the dreams, and I'm just curious if anybody else has had some dreams out there or visions about this moment. Last night was just all kinds of colorful dreams and visions. This may be a very critical moment in the economy of God for his people. Where do you want to be? So I'm going to open the telephone lines right now. The number is 818-369-0326. What's my number? Yeah, 818-369-0326. And I've got a call coming in right now. Let's take that call coming from 479-238. We're going to say good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, Pastor. Good morning. This is Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Bill. How are you?
Good. You ought to have Ron back on. It's kind of, you know how God confirms his word by two or more witnesses, right?
Yes.
Well, this conversation that Ron just brought up, I don't know. He just lightly touched on it, but I don't know if you caught it or not. He mentioned that we're no longer a sovereign nation. We're a corporation. And he also mentioned your birth certificate and how you were purchased at birth, Pastor. A corporation purchased the rights to Vincent Xavier at birth, and they have been making money off you ever since you've been alive through the interest that your money has, and you have the ability to look up and see how much you're worth. And I would venture to say that, Ron, that would be another show, not today, but that would be another show for you to have Ron back on to discuss the fact that America is a corporation and how that all came about. Because he waxes eloquent when he speaks about it, and then also to have him discuss the birth certificate issue. Like I said, God confirms his word. I was having the same conversation with my wife prior to the show and with a mutual friend of ours named Scott that you know. We were discussing this same situation prior to the show, the birth certificate and the fact that America's a corporation. But have Ron speak on that lightly, but maybe have him back soon to discuss that deeper in depth. But it's a great show, Pastor. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, thank you. And the thing that comes to my mind, Ron, is that how much more valuable is my redemption? I mean, if I was purchased at birth and I was the ownership of a corporation that was controlled by satanic power and energy, well, when I was redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, you know, that even adds more value to that idea.
That's what I'm saying. When you speak of these things, you're either labeled a political partisan to one point or another, or you're a conspiracy theorist, which was given to us by the CIA to question the phony, you know, one bullet theory that hit nine holes. It's just insane. But no, you know, I'm so glad that some people are awake. And there are a lot more than we do get to hear, but no one touches about these issues because you're labeled. And that's, they know that they've used that against us. But yeah, since 1871, they've, you know, which established, by the way, the District of Columbia. And where was it chartered, do you think? Well, it was chartered in the city of London. Well, they play games. That's not London, England. That's the city of London, named for the Rothschilds' 652-acre square mile ranch, or not a ranch. The only thing that they're ranching up his people, but it was chartered there. So that was what the whole war was about. It wasn't about the other thing. It's about having the central bank control again. So the Congress changed that, and that the name was originally a constitution. It was changed. They changed one word, people don't understand that one word or two words in a legal document do make the critical difference, and they know this being lawyers. And what did Jesus say? Woe unto you lawyers. Woe unto you scribes. That's who writes the laws. So spiritually, and look at all these, quote, lawyers that have now stolen everything from us, do make the critical difference. But Congress has known and does know this. On February the 21st in 1871, Congress passed an act to provide a government for the District of Columbia, which with no constitutional authority to do so. Congress creates a separate form of government for the District of Columbia, a 10 square mile piece of land. Now, people who've done their study on symbolisms and have looked at D.C. and have seen those, it's all laid out, Freemasonry, but they were infiltrated by Illuminati. Keep that in mind when people smear. And all these people pay to the dues. And so it's built upon that pyramid system again, that pyramid, that tri. So they're back again to symbolism. So the only three places, occult speaking, and all occult means is hidden knowledge, that has that phallic symbol or that obelisk is in Washington, D.C., the city of Rothschild or city of London, which is Rothschild owned. Remember, they've owned England for the last 400 years. So they bailed them out. So that is the bank. So spiritually speaking, they are run by, quote, the prince and power of this world, this age. So all these things link together very clearly. So, yeah, the act that did pass when the country was weakened and financially depleted after the aftermath of the Civil War, it was a strategic war by foreign investors, international Rothschild bankers, who were intent upon gaining a stranglehold on the coffers and neck of the American people. Now, also interesting, Benjamin Franklin was a member of the Hellfire Club. Really creepy stuff there. After they had found, this was about in the 80s, I think, they were doing work under there, and they had found bones and skeletons. This is a factual history story. But he was Hellfire Club, which is very similar to the Bohemian Club, and men would just rile up and drunken parties. That was all history and fact known. But specifically, the Rothschilds of London, to incur a debt to the said bankers. This act formed a corporation called, in the United States. The corporation owned by foreign interests, they moved in and shoved the original Constitution into a dustbin. With the Act of 1871, the organic Constitution was defaced, in effect, vandalized or sabotaged. When the title was capitalized and the word F-O-R, for, was changed to of in the title. The Constitution of the United States of America. That's what this says in the Constitution incorporated in USA. So they've changed a word, and that's why having Bibles and breaking down words will help a person so much in their own spiritual walk. And that's where I teach. I'm more of a teacher in words, breaking down, you know, Hebrew, Greek, and knowing what the thing is saying for. So it does take a lot of work and effort, but that's how they've duped people, and with words. And that's where you get into the whole quote magic and the craftsmanship of saying words and all that tying. And that's what they've done. They've used airwaves and all of their technology, but God is awakening his people. And it does seem to be at least somewhat of a quote renaissance for people's thinking about who's running your media now, and they're having to question this stuff. That's why the shutdown has to be on people like you and me, really, in the long run. They don't want any of this, but they're not going to win. That's the point. And we as Christians, thank God, we know that his kingdom will come. These people are going to be removed. You'll understand verses like, they go to make war with him in the heavens. What is that? Well, that's these fallen ones probably that gave this technology. It explains the whole UFO thing, the Pentagon, the OSS, and then we bring a bunch of Nazis over here. They won the war. They got all the technology, but they don't. The ones that they want to get rid of that ain't a part of the banker-run garbage is Russia. And look at every other, quote, Islamic state that doesn't have a central bank. That's who they're going after. And they get Christians involved with this. I was for that whole invasion before I knew this in the 90s with Saddam Hussein, and go get them. Yeah, they're Christ haters too, and they play on us. I don't know nothing about them, and he didn't do nothing over here to me. I understand that they are against Christ, but they're not bothering me, as Muhammad Ali said. I didn't go on over to Vietnam and fighting them. No one here is calling me a nigger. So, you know, people, truth today is going to, we see it. It's so, and wherever Jesus went, it said there was a division amongst the people. And this is spiritual. This is truth. And that's what's going to cut the dividing line, a truth seeker.
Yeah. Ron, it's interesting. There was an old saying, you probably could refer to this as well. Someone once said that when truth is sent forth, the majority of people will say that is insane, that's ridiculous, that's crazy. They'll demonize the individual sharing the truth. Time goes by and it becomes a little bit more evident that this truth is actually truth. And so they begin to side with it a little bit until finally they begin to tout that same truth and say that they're the ones that found the information. And kind of all this information you're throwing out there right now, again, I'm going to say it a second time. It would be very sad if you did not put it in a book carefully laid forth for people to spend some time, because right now it's just rapid acceleration of information that is coming out. But I do want to open the phone line. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's me. That's my personality. I've been told it's in my head. I see it all clear. So I kind of, I shotgun it.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, if you're listening to this broadcast, we're going to give one opportunity. If you're out there and you would like to call into the show, we've got some extra time if need be. So the number to call is 818-369-0326. We have a lot of people listening by the phone. I know you're on Omega Radio. 818-369-0326. If you have a question or comment, this is the time to bring it in. Let's take a call from South Dakota. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You have a question or comment to Ron Perry.
Yes. Okay. 28 years ago, Dimitri Duderman was in our home and the ministry that I had in this area in Minnesota, which we now live in South Dakota. He said one afternoon to me, sister, he'd always call me sister. He says, I want to teach you something. So he took me to Jeremiah 51, and this will probably go along with what Ron was saying about this invasion. And he brought me to Jeremiah 51 and the 11th verse, and it talked about, make bright the arrow, gather the shields. The Lord has raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes for his device against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord and the vengeance of his temple. So he told me, he said, sister, the kings of the Medes are Iran and Iraq. And then we went on, he went on, and we read the Bible on, and in the Bible there it says, set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon, make the watch strong, set up the watchmen, prepare the ambushes, for the Lord has both devised and done that which he spake against the inhabitants of Babylon. O thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasure, thine end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. And he said, these are the foreign troops, sister. So this is all going to take place in God's timing, like this brother said.
Yeah, very interesting, Ron. It sounds like those foreign troops are the caravans coming up from the south.
It's all of this. We're seeing it. It's just a crescendo, and it's meant to do this. God interrupted all of this. And so, you know, as far as how we're going to interpret and who, that's, he tells us, and we can interpret how we want. I look at it both natural and spirit. To me, we're spiritually Mystery Babylon. We're the ones that have been used for the power to smash with fire from heaven. They're looking at that. One person will read that and tie it to an antichrist, and he calls fire down from heaven. Well, then who can make war with the beast? Well, the beast that he was always talking about were governments, and we're huge part of that. Mark of the beast. That's this money. This, it's engraved literally with their symbols. You know, people have done studies on that, and now the country that we're in, we're at the end of something because where are these people going? They're going to either sit down there, and this is going to fester into more problems. So this is really nasty. And then behind it all, we still have this crash. And this, things are – prices in California dropping like flies already. More stories on the money, you know, and real estate. They've stolen all they can steal. Even economically with – go ahead.
We do need to do another show. I'm going to go back to Patricia, but there's something very important here. Both Kathy said, you just said, you know, something has come to an end. And I've already shared a dream that I had while on the islands of Hawaii about Ezekiel chapter 7. I would encourage everybody today to reread Ezekiel chapter 7 with the two confirmations you just heard on this radio broadcast. Ron Perry, I'm going to turn this back over to Patricia. There's a lot of people that are hearing our conversation. You and I will come back on the air again. We'll contact each other off the air and set up another appointment to bring just more information. But for today, I think there's a Selah. And so, Ron, thank you for calling in, brother, and we will be back in touch. God bless you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on anytime.
Absolutely. All right. Ron Perry, we'll make sure we have him back on the air. I'm going to yield to Patricia Joy Xavier. We're going to continue on with her teaching out of roundtable discussion. Patricia, you have heard quite a story today, and Ron has brought forth again some illuminating information. Your thoughts, and take it away.
Oh, my. Where do I begin? Well, we're hearing about conspiracies, and what do we know about the history of all conspiracy? What has been the very beginning of this kind of movement on this earth? And how have we found ourselves in the position that we have found ourselves? You have heard about individuals who have conspired to control the nations of the world with their wealth, power, and who are the real force behind the things that happen in this world. And you are supposedly, you understand the power and control that they have and the influence that they have on foreign policy of many nations. And dedicated to these conspirators are many people. And how did it all begin? What is the cause of the wars and the strife between races and groups, ethnic groups, whole nations? What is the depressions and the economic problems we have seen? It gets good, it gets bad, it goes around and around. This is true, isn't it? And what and who are the individuals that really exist? What are these powerful individuals who are pulling the strings, who shape the destiny of the whole world, while the vast majority of people on earth don't even know they exist? That's why our program is alive. That's why we desire to touch your hearts, to understand what the rulers of this world are all about. We need to have a clear understanding about what God is going to fulfill in prophecy. We have to understand how the very temptations of Satan began. You see, this didn't just happen overnight. At the time of his temptation, the devil, Jesus Christ took up on a high mountain. He was taken there by the Holy Spirit. But Satan was there also. And he showed him all the kingdoms of this world. And Satan offered to give them to Jesus if he would be willing to worship him. That's in Luke 4, 5 through 8. And all the authority, he said, Satan said, I will give you. And I will give you all the glory. For this has been delivered to me, said Satan. And I give it to whoever I wish. You have to see that the devil has authority over the whole world, and he delegates authority to whomever he wishes. Now, Jesus referred to Satan as the ruler of this world himself. And Christ, you know, we seldom talk about that, but it is the truth in the Word of God. You can read it for yourself. Christ recognizes Satan as the present ruler of this world. And Satan does not rule alone. You know that he has a whole army of fallen angels called demons at his disposal. And the Apostle Paul refers to these evil rulers in his letter to the Ephesians when he says this, and you heard me bring the scripture up over and over again until we get it understood into the depths of our heart. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Against the rulers of the darkness of this age. One more time, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. These demons may number in many, many multitudes, and they're ruling spirits over areas, countries, nations, your life. Again, that's why I wrote the book, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights, because if it starts with us and we understand the warfare against our own lives and we overcome the devil, the flesh, and the world, we begin to also help others to do the same under this great deception. You know, God gives us a glimpse in his word about how these evil forces are used by him to influence the rulers of the nations. We see little stories about it here and there. And his prophecies regarding those things that will happen close to the second coming of Jesus Christ. God clearly describes how he permits Satan to influence the nations of the world in order to fulfill his end time prophecies. It started way back in the garden. It was given over then. We have been battling and fighting a war against the evil ever since, against kingdom of darkness ever since. But we get the victory. We get the victory. Now, in Revelation 12, God describes how there will be a great war in heaven sometime near the second coming of Jesus Christ, when Satan and his demons will be cast down to the earth and will bring about great persecution on the church of God. We're there. It has been an absolute word of prophetic. We are seeing it now. The warfare has begun clearly and precisely over the media, over all of the things that we have been noticing, written, and there are so much in the work of this evil that is going to unfold slowly, but now more rapidly as time goes on. We have entered in, folks. We have entered in. And I'm so glad we're hearing from people that understand that the deception has been, and it always will continue until the church rises up with the understanding of truth and truth alone. And the scripture in Revelation 12:12 says, therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. And that's why it is so absolutely unbelievably deceptive at this point. But folks, it always has been, except for a thread of light from one generation to another. But now this light is into its fullness to grab and receive all of the remnant who will understand the truth and be the overcomers that God has called us to be, or we wouldn't be alive at this time. You know, in Revelation 13, John describes a great beast representing a world ruling empire and its ruler that will exert and sway over the whole earth in the end times. We're beginning to see it now. Our eyes are being open. Now, there has been a parallel of evil and good, That would be the tree of the knowledge of good and evil from the very fall till this very moment. There has been some good in this country. There has been written word in the Constitution that is of God. But at the same time, the darkness has been there and doing its devious things through the Masons, the Illuminati, and other various mysteries, which is talked about in Mystery Babylon, because the word mystery means secret societies. That's what it means. So we have the tree of knowledge of good and evil that has been represented throughout the time, but we in the United States of America have been able to expose some of the goodness, the tree of goodness, and now that which has been quietly moving, the tree of the knowledge of evil, is being shown. So it's a parallel. Now let's go on in Revelation 13. It says, "Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, great authority." Wow. But I want to remind you always that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And who is that? That's the dragon. He's a biblical symbol of Satan, and will give the same power and authority to the ruler of this future empire as he promised Jesus Christ in the temptation described in Luke 4, 5 through 7. Look at it again. Read it. Get understanding. God is exposing the darkness. He's showing mysteries revealed. This is the time to study, to show yourself approved, a workman, unashamed. Let's look at Revelation 13:4. It says, "So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast?" Who could be like this government, this working of evil? Who is able to make war with him? They're understanding a new realm that we haven't totally entered into, but it is coming. No, we're not going to be raptured out of here. We're going to be raptured into the truth, into the knowledge of Christ, unto his perfect will, unto his light and his power. Satan finally gets his wish in Revelation 13:4. It is spoken about the war of who is able to make war with him, with the beast. And Satan finally gets his wish to have someone worship him. You know, that's what it's been all about. That is what it was about in the garden. That's what it is about now. He wants worshipers, and he's gaining a momentum of worshipers who are worshipers of Lucifer. And they are in very, very different aspects of life and living, but they're coming together as one great power. And you know that it is happening. You know that the new age is presenting it. You know that occultism is growing. You know that there are Rockefellers and those that have been in control for hundreds of years. The Illuminati is involved. You know that there are deep state involvements, and it's been, but greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You know, God goes on to explain how Satan and his demons are permitted by him to utilize supernatural power to deceive the nations of the earth and to persecute the people of God in the end times. He gave that permission because he must have his remnant. We must be tried. In Revelation 13:13 and 14, he says, he, the false prophet, performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Now, how's that going to look? How are we going to see great signs in the sight of men that the false prophet is going to present. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs. I think in my way of understanding it, it's going to be technology of the finest kind that we haven't seen yet, but have begun to see. It is now in operation, and technology is advancing with incredible signs and wonders that dwell on the earth. And by those signs which he was granted to do, the sight in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived, he is going to be able to imitate the same only through technology, folks. That's my feelings about it. And that's in Revelation 13, 13 and 14. He's going to be a counterfeit of the true, so that multitudes will be deceived thinking that he, Christ, but he will be the Antichrist, Antichrist. So there has been many throughout generations, Hitler and all the rest that have been named, multitudes of strong men that have come into power that have had an Antichrist spirit. But he is the Antichrist, the one who will not pass away until he's destroyed, because he will use a man fully and completely to do his evil work. The prophecy describes how Satan and his demons will be allowed to use their great powers as rulers of this world to influence men to form a government that will control every aspect of people's lives. And we're beginning to see that control now. And the government will have the power of life and death over the earth's people, and will force people to commit idolatry by believing in them and by taking on the mark of the beast. And those who refuse will be killed. And the economy of all nations will be controlled, and people will not be able to buy or sell or participate in buying and selling unless they are abiding by the rules of the government. We're seeing this slowly take place, though we're trying to resist it. We're trying to become independent again as a nation. We're seeing this already taking over other nations, other countries of this world. They are already, many of them, involved in the chip. And these things, you know, run contrary to God's way. And this will be a time of severe trial for you and I, and testing for you and I, for the people of God. We have to be prepared. And that is why we are on the air. We want to prepare all who are listening about man's war at this time with evil. We want you to understand and make it clear of where God shows the behind-the-scenes activity and influence of demons on this world's affairs in this gathering of the armies to fight Jesus Christ in his second coming. That's why I wrote the book Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights. I'm asking you to get a hold of it. It's imperative under the circumstances for your own life. You must learn how to overcome evil. You must be aware and your eyes open to understand the works of the evil one. It is time. Eve's eyes were closed to it because she received a lie. She took on the deception of believing that there is something nourishing in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and that if she had this wisdom, she'd be like God. It was a lie. It's a lie even today for those who believe that there is knowledge in good and evil to be had. No, what we must have is a knowledge of truth and good. That's the only knowledge we need. But we're getting confused with the evil. The spirits of darkness are coming into our lives with confusion. What is true? What is not? They are calling dark light, light dark. That's what the word says would happen. So we have to have understanding. We must pierce through the darkness with a radiant light. And that light is truth. That light is Christ. And this program is meant to do so. Omega Radio Station is meant to do that very thing. Not only Pastor Vincent and Patricia, myself, but all who are on the air 24/7 are meant to do that very thing. We have been involved in a war, and that war has been since our birth. And we have been born for a time such as this, a time like no other time. We must get a hold of the truth. Again, help us, please. Help us. Write in. Tell us your heart. Help us financially. We need your help. Write into P.O. Box 100, Decatur, Arkansas, 72722. Help us financially, to get better equipment, to get further than where we are. We need assistance. We need assistance for a better Omega station. And we are finding ways to touch hearts like never before. It is going all over the world, folks. This information is going all over the world. We realize that we're not the only ones, but God has given us this mandate, along with others, to get the truth out. To do so. Oh God, help us in this. Would you help us in this? Omega Radio Station, P.O. Box 100, Decatur, Arkansas 72722. All right, another scripture I want to bring to you in Revelation 16. It says that I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. All false. For they are spirits of demons, performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth, those that are ruling right now, and of the whole world, to gather them to do the battle of the great day of God Almighty. We're seeing it at hand. It is forming now. We're beginning to understand more and more of how it's coming about in these last days. But let me tell you, body of Christ, it has always been. But Jesus Christ came to make us aware, to show us the truth. Matthew 24 is all about it. Mark 13, Luke 21, and Daniel. And other scriptures that are coming alive like never before, being open up to us in a deeper understanding, in the depth, deep calling to deep. And so it is occurring, and human beings are involved in these decisions that will have no idea that they are being influenced by spirit beings. Again, you and I, the world is involved in decisions that we must make, even whom we're to vote for. But we are being influenced by spirit beings, and we must recognize whether they are Holy Spirit beings or beings of darkness. Satan and his demons are invisible and accomplish their broadcasting attitudes and putting thoughts in people's minds. And the thoughts and attitudes seem normal and natural to the people involved. Yet their result is inhuman and unnatural. You know, such as the Holocaust, the Inquisition, the killing fields, the ethnic cleansing, into total war. What has occurred throughout all of human history? It is gathering together to do incredible damage. It's going to happen like no other time ever. It will never be a way to go on in this unnatural manner. That's why thy kingdom come on earth must be done. P. People have said that human history is a little more than a chronicle of man's wars, and it's true. And the wars are the result of men being influenced by visible evil beings ever since Adam and Eve sinned and were cast out from the presence of God. And no people, no generation have ever been immune from Satan's attempts to keep men separated from God. But we are crying out. We're calling out against a great conspiracy. And it is a conspiracy for the minds of men. That's what it's all about. And as long as Satan and his demons are still ruling the world, they will continue to be the invisible force behind the things that occur on the world scene. But there are people. There is a presence of the Holy Spirit in a people. Is it you? Is it me? Because there will be a continuance to broadcast attitudes of envy and jealousy and lust and greed, as well as all of the other wrong and sinful ways that are the root cause of all of the world's misery and suffering. Thank God. God's prophecies show us that Jesus Christ has qualified us to dispose Satan as the ruler of this world. He has given us the power. He's already done it. And when Christ returns to the earth in power and glory, Satan is bound and will no longer be permitted to broadcast attitudes or exercise sway over any nation or any individual again. Thy kingdom come. That time is coming, and the wonderful world tomorrow will begin. And the earth will have 1,000 years of peace, happiness, prosperity. May God come quickly, Lord Jesus, may God come quickly. We are now at a time where the remnant people of God have heard the clarion call, and we're calling it the Great Awakening. The trumpet is being blown in Zion, the true church of God. God bless you and keep you, true church of God. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you again Thursday. Tomorrow will be an archive. You are loved.